Welcome to the Health Coach Nation podcast. My name is Haley Rowe, and I'm a sales and marketing coach and LinkedIn lead generation service provider. I work with health, life, and mindset coaches and online service-based business owners to help them get more sales, shift their time to the client-generating activities instead of just the busy work, and overcome that social media overwhelm. Let's get into the show. If you're ready to take on your next paying clients, I have good news. My free 4 Basics of Client Attraction and How to Stand Out class is live at haleyrowe.com/client-attraction. In the class, you're going to learn the top 2 traits I recommend for most coaches and entrepreneurs if they really want to turn this into a career. You're going to learn how you can build demand for your services and stop getting crickets on your posts. You're going to learn the sales roadmap I used to improve my sales conversion rate and help my clients do the same. And you're going to learn so much more. So go to haleyrowe.com/client-attraction and get your copy of the class today. I got to share this with you because I just heard this from Alex Hormozi on a podcast and I thought it was so good and we can discuss it in our community here. So he was saying, and he's somebody who helps multi-million dollar business owners in expanding their businesses. He partners with them. And one of the things he was talking about that I totally agree with, and now in hindsight, now that I've been in business since for a while, I can see this. I started my business, I think, officially in 2017. But even before that, there were so many steps and so many things I started and stopped up until that point. And the message in this podcast was like literally me before I officially, quote unquote, started my business in 2017. So, and I say officially because that was when I was like really serious and actually gonna make it a job and not just a hobby. So anyways, he was saying how a lot of times we go into our businesses with these very big expectations and we underestimate the effort required, steps required, and how each step is actually serving us and leading us to the next step and leading us to the clarity for the next step. And we overestimate the expectation. So we underestimate the work involved. We overestimate what we expect in return. And this sets us up for unhappiness because when, as Tony Robbins says, when expectations don't meet reality, we have feelings about it. We tend to catastrophize it. We tend to make it mean it's wrong. And it's all because of the beliefs we have in our head that things should be going a certain way. And I am all for dreaming big. I am all for setting targets. I am all for being ambitious with your goals. I'm all about that because I think it causes you to think differently to make progress and to take actions, right? But at the same time, if you're using it against yourself, and if you are going at your business and saying, I've done these steps, where's my, you know, you have your hand out like this, you're gonna feel disappointment because up front in a business when you're new and you're starting out, there are steps involved. And a lot of times you don't see the full picture yet. This is what's so crazy. If I could go back in time and tell myself, like, don't worry about this one setback, or just realize that in a couple years or in a year or whatever, this all pans out, et cetera, et cetera. I would have been like, oh, okay. Whew. But in that moment, because I had these expectations and because I didn't know what was involved, because I was a newer entrepreneur, I was out of whack with my emotions. I was like, imbalance because I was my expectations were kind of stabbing me in my own back, right? So I think if you want to play the long game in your business, you have to go in knowing each step is lining up the next one. And even if you can't see right now why you're going through the current step or why that one offer didn't work, but then the next one did, you have to open your mind up and know it's all coming into place. And I can't tell you how many times, and this is why I say I even learn from what I call my mistakes or what I call like bad courses or bad programs. I used to say, oh yeah, I had a bad program that I invested in. Nowadays, I don't even say that because those quote unquote bad programs, What I didn't realize is they were setting me up, they were queuing me up, they were giving me new skills that set me up for the next thing that I nailed. So like that one offer, for example, that you put out there and it didn't sell, even if you think that was a failed effort, it's not, because the next one or the thing you're going to learn from that or the opportunity that might come from that, that was a totally different direction, is the reason why that's happening. Like, so if you could choose to see your life like that, you'd be happy on the journey and not just need the end result. And so what I want to encourage these entrepreneurs in this group to do here is to be able to be happy on the journey and at the result. Set big goals, have big results, take action, etc. But at the same time, how can you realize that each day are you getting closer to your goal? And how can you celebrate that? And how can you be process-oriented? Because the process-oriented people who stay the course and keep consistent, those are the ones who make it. The people who catastrophize and freak out and get imbalanced emotionally and then make sporadic decisions or give up or take 3 weeks off or whatever, those are the people who are still in the same place years later. So the whole point of this video and why I'm making this is just because I think entrepreneurship can be a very happy journey, but I think a lot of people turn it into a miserable journey for themselves just by their mindset and how they see their expectations about the business and how they see their expectations about the work involved or not involved. In other words, the whole world of, you know, passive income, I just want to make money when I sleep. I think that that is great, and I have gotten to a point in my business now, but it took me a long time to do that, where I have a course sell and I wake up and I see an email about it, or, you know, somebody bought my membership without me paying attention to and talking directly with them or things like that. That I call as passive income, or I'll have like an affiliate sale or something like that. But that's, I think we have to, I don't set the expectation that I need that to be happening. And so when it does happen, I'm just like, oh my God, awesome. And that's the difference. I'm not like expecting it. And so I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. So I'm curious what your thoughts are on this philosophy, because I thought it was just really eye-opening and put into words what I've realized now, but what I didn't realize when I was in the midst of starting my business as a beginner entrepreneur. And I'd love to hear your take on it too. And I'd also love to hear what's an expectation in your business that could serve you. So in other words, maybe it's more about how you're gonna show up as opposed to I need this to happen for me, or I need this person to get back to me, or I need this sale to go through for me to be happy with this one person. Those things set you up for failure. And one of my favorite Byron Katie quotes is, when you argue against reality, you always lose. So accept where you are right now. Think about where you want to go with excitement. Think about all of the steps that may or may not, but overestimate, be required to reach the goal. Overestimate that. And then be pleasantly surprised when it's actually less work than you thought. And if you have questions, or you are looking to grow your business and you're looking to have a mentor who can help you manage all those new things, that first sale, that first, you know, podcast interview. I was just coaching a client on that actually recently. All of that, feel free to reach out. I work with more advanced entrepreneurs as well, but I know, and a lot of times the most rewarding thing for me is when it's your first and you're like, that feeling you get when you have actually acquired the skills to make your first sale or put out your first offer, that's big. That's a big jump when you're going from zero to one. And so if that is you and that's the stage you're in, feel free to reach out to me. Go to HaleyRowe.com. And if you are more advanced and you're like, you know what, I need more systems, or I need to start finding a team member or whatever, I've helped clients with that too. So it really has been a great journey for me to be able to work with so many different entrepreneurs at different stages. But I gotta say, that zero to one jump, if that is you and that's the stage you're in for an amazing ride. And I will talk to you guys soon. Have a good one.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. And if it's really helpful for you, I'd really appreciate if you share it and or leave a written podcast review. This tells the podcast sites that our show is useful, and it will be promoted to more people that way. Thanks again.